Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. In 1893, the LDS Church built the Great Saltaire Pleasure Resort on the shores of Great Salt Lake. This was the start of a long, fraught, and constant battle between the resort and its surrounding environment. With onion-topped domes and Moorish decorative elements, the original building looked like an eastern mirage in the desert. Its completion took over $5 million in today's dollars, and included a dance hall, bicycle track, and bathing houses. During peak seasons, up to 500,000 people visited every year in their woolen modest swimsuits to float in the famous American Dead Sea, where one could never sink due to the water's salinity. With the addition of a roller coaster, a restaurant, and boxing matches, Great Saltaire became known as the Coney Island of the West. But within 10 years, water receded from Saltaire's piers, so much that the owners created a cable line to take visitors to deeper waters for swimming. Thousands of dollars were spent annually on repainting each wooden surface after harsh winters of salt erosion. Then in 1925, a devastating fire put Saltaire out of business for 4 years, and efforts to rebuild the racetrack in the 1930s were halted as fires and strong winds devastated construction sites and killed two workers. After World War II, Great Saltaire couldn't compete with its freshwater rivals like Lagoon. Salty waters were perceived as strange and grimy, especially after surrounding cities started to dump their sewage into the lake. Its final year as a resort and amusement park was 1957, just before another fire and high winds tore away its structures. Its ruins stood unrepaired for years before burning to the ground in 1970. Today, a concert hall hosting musicians from around the world goes by the name Saltaire. But in a cruel joke from nature, this Saltaire was flooded by 5 feet of water just 2 years after opening in 1982. It then reopened to the public in 1993, signaling one last attempt to create paradise amongst the brine shrimp. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss. Thank you.